Good afternoon. It is 2:02, December 17, 2025. This is an informal hearing on rate case PU-25-266, which is Otter Tail Power's request for meter testing rule waiver extension. All three commissioners here are here. I don't have any opening comments. Did you, Commissioner Greenstead? I want to remind everyone that this is, like I said, an informal hearing, so it deals only in undisputed information. If any disputes arise, we will have to suspend the hearing and reschedule a formal hearing. With that, I will turn it over to you, Commissioner Haugenhoffert, for introductions of the people at the table and carrying out the
hearing. Okay, thank you, Randy. I'll just have everybody who's going to speak introduce themselves, and then after that, I'll just turn it over to you guys for your presentation.
Victor Shook, PSC staff.
Ben Christensen, Advanced Concepts Project Engineer, Otter Tail Power.
Amber Grenier, Manager of Regulatory Economics with Otter Tail Power Company. And online we have Annalise Smith. She's the supervisor of customer data analytics with Otter Tail Power Company.
Jessica Fury, Manager of Regulatory Proceedings for Otter Tail Power Company.
Lauren Donofrio, Regulatory Counsel for Otter Tail Power Company.
Jordan Salud, Regulatory Analyst, Otter Tail Power Company.
Christy Peterson, Manager of Regulatory Accounting, Otter Tail Power.
Good afternoon, and thank you for your time this afternoon. On our agenda this afternoon, I'll just give you a quick update on our AMI project that we have are about to complete, the proposed waiver extension, how we plan on maintaining the integrity of our meter fleet during the suspension and going forward, and then just a summary of our request. That was my fault, I think. Teamwork's going great here now. They wouldn't let me drive out here either.
Another note.
Too many buttons. As we get there, just give you an update on our AMI project. So our Otter Tail Power's AMI project is coming to a close here at the end of 2025. During that period, we upgraded our head-end systems, installed a field area network, and 173,000 meters were deployed across our full territory. I don't have the state-by-state breakdown. We started in February of 2024, and we're down to 3 meters left to deploy, and we're hopefully going to get those here by the end of the week. So tracking those pretty close. When we're done, we'll have about 1,000 meters that are not on our AMI network for a few various reasons. There's about 275 that are just awaiting release of functionality of the AMI system, which we'll get in 2026. Then there's some other ones that we're going to wait for AMI platform maturity, advanced rates, specific, very special meter installations. Then there'll be a handful of meters, couple hundred meters that we will not intend to have on our AMI system when we're done, and those are mainly substation meters that we use for real-time observation for transmission level visibility. So,
can I ask you?
Oh, yes.
Okay. The 275 path for exchange, you talked about the functionality.
Sure.
Explain that a little bit more.
So it's just preparing our AMI suite, the combination of the meters, our CIS system and our MDMS system, mainly for time of use rates. There wasn't time from the time we got the functionality ready here at the end of 2025 for us to actually install those in the field before we ran out of time in 2025. So we're going to do those under normal operations in 2026. The functionality is now ready. Just That's where we're at today.
Okay.
So,
thank you.
Yep.
And I'm sure it's a very small number because of the very, very high fee involved for it, but how many opt-outs did you wind up with?
Great question. So in North Dakota, we ended up with 16 meters and 14 customers that opted out.
16?
Meters, and that was 14 customers that covered. 14 customers and 16 meters in North Dakota.
Could you identify a majority reason why they didn't want it?
There was a mix. Some were concerned about, mainly the biggest concern was really about increased visibility to customer usage, and customers weren't comfortable with that yet. So,
Do you know how many requested opt-out but did not qualify for opt-out?
I do not have that number prepared today.
Okay.
We only tracked it at the residential level. We did not track it at the commercial because commercial were never going to be eligible. So we didn't track, businesses that may have called in and requested that. But we did track it to a certain degree, but that doesn't mean we got every single one of them.
Sure.
Because it required, hallway conversations that wouldn't get documented. It'd only be ones that applied and were turned away. So okay. I actually took the time to make the application.
Do you have a rough feel? I mean, just to shoot from the hip.
More than 24, and that would be system-wide.
Okay.
Yeah. That actually took the time that knew that they didn't qualify but still made the effort to actually apply.
Right. Yep. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I have one other question. Yeah. I'm just curious on this. So those that didn't online chose to opt out, so they have the old meters.
Mm-hmm.
What is the problem?
They have a new Landis+ Gear meter with the communications disabled.
Oh, okay.
So we still have the new meter technology and functionality. So we just can't read it remotely. So
you go out there and read it.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. I was thinking if it was the old meters, what's the expected life on that?
Well, they were probably past their expected life when we removed them. So
yeah. Okay.
Yep. So we have a new meter out there in every case.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Yeah. So the summary of our request today is to extend our suspension of our sample meter testing. We had that approved through the end of 2025. Our project was delayed. Deployment was delayed about 12 to 18 months during the project. So we were expecting to be done in 2025 was going to be at the end of 2024. 2025 was going to be a year to let the system stabilize and settle in and then begin testing again in 2026. Because we're just wrapping up our deployments now, we'd like to have that year of 2026 to let the system stabilize. Brand new meters in the field with a high accuracy, and I'll explain the confidence we have in that in the next slide. But then begin that testing process again in 2027 for our residential fleet. So what we'll do and why we have high confidence in the meters, we're going to continue to do our customer complaint testing. Any customer that has concerns that their meter may be running fast, they usually don't notify us when they're running slow, but don't know why that is. But if they feel they're running fast, they give us notification, and we have steps that we implement to harvest that meter, bring it in, validate the accuracy, and then if it were to be running fast, reimburse the customer. Those with greatest exposure are the customers that have the highest loads, where that, the accumulation of that usage is so fast that if there is an error, that error is accumulating, in a negative way as well. And we just don't want that to get out of the way. So we test our highest customer installations yearly, no matter what platform of meter they're on. We'll continue to do that. One thing we're excited about is the ability of our new systems to identify anomalies that may be out there in the equipment. So both our CIS and our MDMS look at usage patterns for the customers. If they're flagged for high or low usage, we started an investigation on that. Excited to have that. We also have an analytical tool from Landis+ Gear that we'll be deploying in 2026 that can do similar efforts as well. So, and then any meter that's been removed from service for any reason, typically now during due to a rate change, if it goes to the shop, we test it, authenticate that it's accurate, and then put it back on the shelf. So our meters are accurate to ANSI standards, which are plus or minus 0.2%. So 99.98 to 100.02% accuracy. They have to meet that accuracy before Landis and Gear can send them to us. If they don't meet that, we reject the – they don't even ship them to us. We sample them once they get to us, a portion of the meters in that shipment. If they don't meet that, we would reject them and send them back to Landis and Gear. Of the 173,000 meters, none of them are outside that bandwidth that we received. So, any questions along those lines?
It's offline, but can you talk about some of the positive comments you're hearing about these smart meters?
About the smart meters? Number one is visibility to customer usage. Along with this, we've rolled out our customer portal, our MyMeter platform that allows customers to see their interval data of when they accumulate their usage rather than just a number on their bill that, you know, is arbitrary to when I used it, how I used it. They can now go onto our customer platform and actually see when they're using their usage and understand it better. I think that's probably the number one feedback that we get.
Do you think there's behavior changes with that?
I think there's the opportunity for it. Yeah. I think it's too new yet to say that we're seeing those behavior changes, but with the opportunity to roll out time of use rates and other more advanced rates that we have the opportunity to do now, I think customers have that opportunity to be more engaged in how they use energy. Yeah. So in closing, just asking the commission to consider us, Otter Tail Power, to extend our suspension of testing for another year and then pick that up again in 2027.
What was slide 7?
Slide 7, you're looking for the note at the bottom. That was an artifact from a previous slide, from a previous presentation that we pirated the slide deck itself, and it was a comment related to an unrelated an unrelated presentation. It wasn't visible till we printed it. We all had that question when we got in here. So.
I think that's what some of your customers worry about with some of their billing totals.
Is lack of visibility?
That's what we heard some last spring as they're being rolled out, that I can't see a meter number anymore. And I can call and complain and they'll come and test it, but it's still them telling me it's fine. And
sure. Understandable.
That was just kind of...
I appreciate that
sarcasm,
feedback.
Sarcasm, but...
No, that's okay. And that's and part of it, it's getting that information back to Otter Tail, right? It's the transparency of our meters. We've never been as confident as we are today. And these are highly accurate. And now we have the ability to see them and actually see that, where we were only walking around and retrieving that meter read once a month. And a lot of it was on the engagement of the staff reading it and bringing it through the systems. So I think there's a lot more visibility and encouraging ways for us to engage with our customers. Hopefully build more confidence. Mm-hmm.
So, Ben, you went over this a little bit on slide 6, but just to be clear, you know, what Otter Tail is asking for is basically for another year to suspend the meter testing. But I think sometimes when we say, like, we're suspending the sample meter testing, mm-hmm. it makes it sound like you're doing no testing at all during that time period, and that's not accurate,
that's
right?
Correct.
Like, and that's what you sort of walked through in number 6. But just to be clear, if this is granted and we suspend the sample meter testing for another year, you're going to continue to do what's on slide 6, and it was happening the entire time that waiver has been in place.
That is correct. Yep. We're just not going to take the effort to sample a specific number of in-service meters and go out and take those, bring them in, asking to start that process. You know, it'll be somewhere between 4,000 to 6,000 meters on a yearly basis that we'll go out and harvest, randomly selected, to ensure that these are maintaining their accuracy.
Sure. Yeah. And as you were installing these, there was testing done on the meters.
Yes.
Prior to installation.
Yep. The manufacturer tested them to ensure that they met the ANSI standard before they shipped to us. Mm-hmm. And then we selected, similar to like what we will do with our sample test, we actually doubled it for the project, what the standard says. We actually doubled it just to ensure that, because the newness of the fleet that we purchased is new technology for the manufacturer as well, we were just trying to make sure we didn't have issues after we deployed them.
Sure.
So, yep.
How about the non-AMI meters? Are those being tested on any kind of a schedule? I mean, I know you referenced, you know, some of the very large-scale ones you test.
And that's what we're going to have left. Are our substation meters and our large customers. So they still fit within our CT rated. These are mainly CT rated. The 275 that are targeted for next year will become AMI meters, fall under those characteristics. But those large customers and substations are the ones that we have a routine testing plan that we send technicians out in the field and typically test those in the field. And they'll be part of our standard. You know, the ones with greatest exposure there,
sure,
those fall into that category. So we will continue to test that.
Okay.
Yep.
That's good. I think if I had any heartburn, it's at this point we're racking it up to about 5 years of no meter testing, or that's what it looks like on paper.
And sure.
This gives some level of comfort that those that haven't been switched out are being tested on even more regular schedule than the normal meter.
That is correct. And that schedule is based on annual usage. So the more usage that customer or substation uses, the more frequently Otter Tail visits that location and tests the meter for accuracy. And in that case, it's not just the meter, but it's also the equipment associated with it that we're validating the accuracy of that as well.
Sure.
And ensuring that it's all connected correctly. Yep.
That's all I have. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
I just appreciate your time. Thank you.
Are there any objections to the evidence presented today? And by the evidence, I'm talking about both the slides or the presentation, as well as the recording of our discussion, becoming part of the record upon which a decision will be made.
No objection from staff.
Otter Tail Power has no objection.
Okay, with that, the information that has been gathered today will become part of our record for decision. Does anyone else have anything else to add before we conclude the proceeding?
Safe travels and happy holidays.
Yes. This hearing is concluded, and hurry home before the weather gets bad.